it takes about 50 years to pay a roof off for what that discount is. And you know, in West Texas, we're going to have hail.
Yeah, it's not if, it's when.
Yeah.
So even if you get the, you say, don't take the discount, say, no, I don't want the cosmetic waiver.
Yes. Pay that extra for the premium. You got a good roof.
And get it.
And that way, when you go to sell that house, they can get a new roof.
Because somebody buying it's not going to want to do it in a roof.
Correct.
But I still highly... Well, let's do some history. Back when I was a kid here in San Angelo, every house in Southland had a wood shake roof. Just about every single one. This is... Okay, I'm dating myself, but back then. And that was just the thing that they put on roofs back then. And that went away, and now you still see people, I would like to have a wood shake roof. But the city says that you have to put decking on a wood shake roof, and we both know that does not work. It can't breathe, so yeah, that would be stupid and not very smart, fire and everything else. But you still see a few people that do that, but probably, and I don't mean to say it, calling me stupid, wouldn't last very long, would it?
No, they don't last as long.
So because it doesn't work.
In fact, I've got one right now, a friend of mine in Del Rio. They called me and they said, hey, our roof, it's wore out, and it does have decking. It has a modified base. It's not going to leak. It hadn't leaked, but it can't breathe. So those wood shingles, you know, in the last 25 years are just completely wore out, and they've got an expensive roof in front of them to replace on their own. It doesn't have damage from anything. It's just an old roof.
That probably isn't a product that we could recommend today in San Angelo.
Correct.
Anymore.
And the insurance companies really frown against it because of the fire hazard. You know, I mean, there's just such a fire hazard in those old wood shingles.
Well, and as we know here, thank God we've had some rain recently, but we can go literally months and months and months without any rain. And that's life here in West Texas. The second roof is the comp roof, which is probably the most popular. And I got to ask a question because I still don't understand this. They say this is a lifetime roof, or this is a 50-year roof, or a 40-year roof. How do they get these terms? Where does that come from?
Marketing.
Okay, because it sure isn't true.
They're, used to we had a 50, a 40, and a 30, and a 20.
Yeah.
And now we have a 20 or 25. Most everybody's gone to 25. A 20 and a 25-year roof has a 60-mile-an-hour wind rating. That's your old conventional three-tab roofs. Our company does not put them on. We will put you a laminate roof, which is a 30-year or a lifetime, which they all are now, for the same price, because we live in West Texas and the wind is going to blow more than 60 miles an hour, and that laminate roof has a 110-mile-an-hour wind rating, the shingles don't cost that much more. The labor's the same. In fact, my guys like putting the laminate roof on better, because you don't have to be so precise in your measurements to make the lines look correct. If you look at a line on a three-tab roof, well, you'll see them all wiggly and everything, where in the laminate architectural style roof, you don't see that. You don't see the lines, but they're just way superior, more roof.
We're gonna take a quick break, and then I'm gonna ask you what the three-tab means. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Okay, Blake, we're on comp roofs. You said three-tab. What's the difference between a three-tab and a two-tab?
A laminate.
Okay.
A three-tab is one sheet of asphalt. It's just one sheet of asphalt. It's stamped out. It has 3 1-foot tabs on the front that overlay, you know, to make your roof. And then the back of that strip is solid. But it's just a single-ply shingle, where the laminate shingle is a two-ply. It has a shingle on the bottom, and then they adhere another shingle on top of that, so you have two plies, and they're just a lot heavier. They call a three-tab a 200-pound shingle, and they call a three-tab a 300-pound shingle or 240-pound shingle.
So they don't blow off so easy.
Yes, sir. They have way more adhesive to stick down, and they're double the thickness.
Which is what you really want to use.
Yes, sir.
So, okay. So if we're going to go with a comp roof, will you highly recommend a three-ply? Is that what you
use?
Two-ply.
A laminate shingle, or so a 30-year or lifetime. You know, some companies call them 30-year shingle. Some call them lifetime shingle. If you read, it's limited lifetime. It doesn't have a lifetime.
Well, I want to get one thing in. So do what he just said. But I'm going to say this. No matter what, do this, folks. And I promise you, I've been here a long, long time. And what Blake just said, it's not if, it's when we're going to have a hailstorm, because we're going to have one. And usually about every 7 to 10 years. But do this if you do nothing else. Remember what he just said on the laminate? But most important, use a local builder, roofer. Please, please don't get one of these fly-by-night guys that come in when we have a hailstorm. That's the worst thing you can do. I can tell you that.
There's a lot of guys that come from out of town that do good work. What you got to do is never pay anybody up front. I'm proud of my work. I don't charge anybody until I'm 100% done. I don't ask for $1. Make sure they have insurance and they don't charge you up front, because we've been to a many place that somebody paid somebody up front and they left and they don't have the money to do it and they're begging us for help. If your contractor is not a strong enough company to finance the job himself, do the job for you, make sure you're happy, another one, because there's plenty of us here in town that have that same philosophy. We don't charge, and we're insured.
I've had too many people, friends and people that we've helped sell their houses, that they got somebody that, you know, two or three months later, the roof leaked horribly, and it was Billy Bob's Fly Roofing Company that was long gone, you know, and it was just a bad deal. I just know we have good roofers in this. We have good people in our community that live and work here that stand behind their work just as you do. So anyway, let's get back on our subject.
We're blessed. We live in a small community that's pretty big. Everybody knows everybody, and word travels here in West Texas.
And we got good people. We do.
We got good friends, great people here.
Okay, we've got our comp roof, and we know which one to put on now. And I highly recommend you don't put a blue or a red or purple roof on. Put a what are the basic colors, really?
Weatherwood's my favorite. It goes with almost any exterior paint color. Rustic hickory.
Yeah. Just your basic colors. Don't go crazy, whatever you do. Please don't do that. Or white. Don't go back to white. White used to be, I guess everybody used it was cheap or something, but don't do that. Just use your basic colors.
The white has a lot of reflectivity. Speaking of white, going back to the TPO, the Duralast, the PVC roofs, they're 80% reflectivity. So when you put one of those flat roofs on a building, you put your insulation board down and then you put that white roof, you are going to see a tremendous amount of difference over your old conventional
built up.
You don't see them.
From the roof, from the street.
When you're on them, you will sunburn so fast. I was roofing the Dairy Queen in Junction this week, and I was up there in my face in 2 hours when I got off from just kind of doing an inspection up there. My face looked like a lobster's face. The reflectivity is amazing on those roofs.
But that's good. That's what you want versus picture that. Think about the tar and gravel, that black absorbing the heat that's probably going into your building versus the white reflecting it off. So that makes sense on a commercial building.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we've got the comp. We went from the wood now to the comp. Still going to the standing seam is probably the all-time favorite.
Yes, sir.
As far as the houses, what else are we thinking that we ought to do as far as our roofing? Would you recommend?
You know, there's tile, slate.
Tile.
On your upper-end homes, the tile and the slate's good. They've got a product called stone-coated steel. It looks like wood shingles, or it looks like slate, or it looks like tile. It comes in different profiles. Classy looking.
I just sold a house in Bentwood, and I was doing the deal, and I put on there tile roof, and the guy goes, "That's not tile." I had to go up and touch it because it looked so much like tile. It was
steel.
They
do a good job of making those steel roofs.
It was.
And they're good roofs. They are.
And they hold up good, I guess.
They hold up good. You know, in the hail, hail's going to beat up anything, though. I mean,
except some of that old tile. I had my old house in Columbine, we had the hailstorm. Every house around me got it. Not one tile was cracked.